Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the You Talking to Me Tuesday edition.
We welcome. You talking to me?
We welcome Dominic. I am talking to you, little buddy.
Hey, Crudy, good to be with you. Evan, Brian, our fair audience, happy, happy hour once again.
Well, let me thank also my last fine co-devil. He was Matt Rothschild. We call him Batman from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Apparently, he's tardy to a belated Mother's Day event. I'm like, you were supposed to leave, weren't you, man?
Hey, that was Sunday, man. You're way late. I mean, if you're this late, a couple more minutes won't matter.
That's always been your attitude, right, Don?
Yeah, right. I already missed the bus. I'll just wait.
Well, Dominic, I'd like to lay out, and of course, we'll take your phone calls this big hour, because that's what we do at 844-967-2789. But, Dom, I'd like to get your vote on what the greatest debunking of a conspiracy theory is today, and it's absolutely not debunking the big lie in the state of Wisconsin, because I see Tim Michaels, the newest entree in the Republican gubernatorial race.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put him down for a maybe big lie.
maybe. Well, you know, lots of bad things happen, of course.
Well, we'll talk more about the gubernatorial race and your buddy Ram Jam, and we're gonna have some fun with that. But Dom, amongst the debunked conspiracy theories today, there is the no widespread voter fraud. What?
It's not that there's no widespread voter fraud. It's who is saying there's no widespread voter fraud.
Well, is that the greater conspiracy theory debunking, or...
Or?
Is it the debunking of the Chinese hurricane guns? I didn't even know the Chinese had hurricane guns.
Well, apparently, former President Trump was very concerned about that. So I will go along. I vote for the big lie debunking. And here is why it's relevant. It's not just the fact that they came out and said it's in state of Georgia that there was no big lie, that there was no election fraud. It was who said it. And who said it, Crudy? According to the Business Insider, it was OAN. OAN?
Well, they're my favorite fringer replacement theories being spawned amongst their audience network, Dom. OAN? They're the good guys. Right? Right?
Right. The right-wing One America News Network admitted in a Monday legal statement that there was no widespread voter fraud by Georgia election officials in the 2020 presidential election after having extensively pushed the groundless claim.
Well, the lawyers just make them say there's no widespread voter fraud in that it's defamation and all that.
We love you. It's all okay. Remember this day. The Business Insider reports in a 30-second statement that aired Monday night, a voiceover stated, quote, Georgia officials have concluded that there was no widespread voter fraud by election workers who counted ballots at the State Farm Arena in November 2020. The results of this investigation indicate that Ruby Freeman and Wandra Shea Moss did not engage in ballot fraud or criminal misconduct, the statement said, referring to two election workers from Fulton County.
Despite our prior accusations against baseless accusations against the innocent election workers.
Oh, yes, they addressed that. A further quote, Michael. A legal matter with this network and the two election workers has been resolved to the mutual satisfaction of the parties through a fair and reasonable settlement.
In other words, they wrote a check that didn't bankrupt them, so they're satisfied. And apparently the plaintiffs, or what would have been the plaintiffs, they were also satisfied cashing the OAN checks, right, Dom? That's what that means?
Apparently, yes. The statement was in response to a defamation lawsuit filed against the network by Freeman and Moss, who are mother and daughter. Citing legal documents, Reuters reported in April that Freeman and Moss had reached a settlement with OAN in the case. They also filed a defamation lawsuit against Giuliani. The report said the pair, who helped administer the 2020 election in the state, said they were subjected to harassment and abuse after baseless rumors pushed by Trump allies that they had interfered with votes as part of a plot to deprive Trump of victory.
It was a plot, I tell you. Rigging. It was rigged.
So apparently, no, that's not the case.
Well, you know, just because the lawyer says you got to clarify the record and that kind of stuff, Dom, that doesn't mean it's not, you know, believable. What did Ron Johnson say? Mr. Guerrilla Warfare Ron Johnson said, you know, you got to bring the public along to the truth effectively.
Is that what it is?
The truth doesn't matter to Ron. It's when the public is willing to, you know, eat that truth that you're trying to feed them.
Well, if they believe you, regardless of what you say is truth or not, then it becomes truth. If they believe it, it must be true.
Well, the COVID vaccine, aid-causing vaccines, Dom, that apparently is something that Ron feels like you got to bring the public along on. Don't want to get too far out on your skis, but it's probably true. Right? Probably true.
What the senator from Wisconsin said, the embarrassment from Wisconsin, did say that.
Well, Dom, you know, don't want to get too far in front of my skis, but the other debunking, you brought it to my attention. Can I share it with the audience?
Please. Please.
The Chinese hurricane guns. Trump's got one, or at least he thinks the Chinese do. Donald Trump was not joking when he asked aides whether China had a hurricane gun. It was using against America, I guess, according to a new report by Rolling Stone, founded at the Rolling Stone, Dom. Near the beginning of Donald Trump's time in office, the then president had a pressing question for his national security aides and administration officials. Does China have a secret technology, a weapon even to create large man-made hurricanes and then launch them at the United States? And if so, would this constitute an act of war by a foreign power and could take the U.S. rationale militarily, you know, couldn't
and
we just...
Could, no, could the U.S. retaliate militarily, yes.
My brain knew that now. Trump wanted to retaliate against the hurricane. Wouldn't a proportionate response be using our own hurricane guns and in retaliation, Dom? Send man-made hurricanes towards mainland China?
I mean, you could.
China.
But then they would just probably, you know, nuke the hurricanes, and then it would be not very efficient weapon system.
Well, Dominic, one former Trump
official, I know more about drones than anybody.
One former Trump official described as intimately familiar with the then sitting president's inquiry has harsh words for their former boss. It was almost too stupid for words, they said. I did not get the sense at all. He was joking. He wasn't joking, Dom. Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort was threatened by Hurricane Irma in 2017 and Hurricane Dorian in 2019. You know, the Chinese were targeting him, Dom.
A little bit from the Rolling Stone. You know, people speaking anonymously. I was present once when he asked if China made hurricanes to send to us, said another former senior official. Trump wanted to know if the technology existed. One guy in the room responded, "Not to the best of my knowledge, sir. I kept it together till I got back to my office." I do not know where the then president would have heard that. He was asking about it around the time, maybe a little before, he asked people about nuking hurricanes. You know, he gets something in his head and he runs with it. This patently boneheaded line of inquiry from Trump, which has not been previously reported, was merely one instance in an administration overflowing with Trump's rampantly absurd conspiracy theory, powered ideas, and policy proposals, many of which were ignored or shut down, thus avoiding additional atrocities. Last week, it was revealed that Trump's former Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, wrote in his new memoir that his ex-boss wanted to attack Mexico with missiles during peacetime between two nations and then try to pin the blame on another country.
They never see it coming, Dom.
How they ever knew that was this? Fire a Patriot missile at him. That's not what Patriot missiles do, Mr. President.
Well, aren't they surface-to-air missiles?
That's my understanding.
My understanding also, Don Jr. was very defensive about that, you know, supportive of the old man. Thought it was
well,
a
great idea.
Was that
a bad thing?
Let me just read briefly from this, and we'll certainly take some calls this hour, 844-967-2789. Trump Jr., that's Fredo Dom, goes ballistic, defending his father wanting to secretly bomb Mexico. Is that supposed to be a bad thing?
Yeah.
Let me read briefly here. The target of the unprovoked and thus illegal attack would be drug labs in Mexico and members of the drug cartels, according to the new book by Trump Defense Secretary Mark Esper. Should have vetted that one a little bit better. Well, I guess Trump's not still in charge. The New York Times reports that during the summer of 2020, Mr. Trump asked Esper at least twice if the military could shoot missiles into Mexico to destroy the drug labs. They don't have control of their own country, Trump said, according to Esper, who pushed back against the request. He pushed back, Tom. Trump said that we could just shoot some Patriot missiles and take out some labs quietly. No one would know it was us.
I mean, this would really be a job for the Jewish space lasers. I mean, where's Marge on this whole thing? I mean, if you're gonna use a Jewish space laser, may as well use it not to start California wildfires, but to, you know, attack the drug labs in Mexico.
Well, quickly, Dom, here is the defense of the old man from Junior. I'm still trying to figure out the recent media outrage about my father possibly wanting to target Mexican drug cartel manufacturing facilities in Mexico. Is that supposed to be a bad thing? Now, Trump Jr. still got a Twitter account. He tweeted that. Conservative George Conway, as did many others, correctly noted, I know it's a small point, but this says the former guy was commander-in-chief over 3 years and didn't know that the Patriot is a surface-to-air missile. Others took, you know, other notes, like Max Boot, who said this. Things are considered a scandal amongst normal people are a badge of honor in Trumplandia. Trump will probably showcase his desire to bomb Mexico and shoot peaceful protesters, and the MAGA hordes will be thrilled if he wins again. He will have a mandate to do just that. So, you know, he's got that going for him.
Which is nice.
Which is nice. Come back. We got callers next at 844-967-2789. Which is nice.
I'm gonna bomb the shit out of them.
Did I break wind?
Stupid question.
The level of stupidity is incredible. There's no better word than stupid.